I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between.
We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. Hello, Rochelle. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hot. Kind of hot.
Yeah, hot.
Today.
What's going on? It's November and it's hot. You've got the arms out. You got the guns out.
The guns out.
Anyway,
the gun show.
It's nice to see some sun. I don't like it. I mean, this is why I'm so pleased that this is a audio medium and not a visual one, because I look like I've been in the ring with Mike Tyson. Well, should we say Mike Tyson or Jake Paul? Because he didn't really hit anyone, did he?
If you were in the ring with Mike Tyson, you would have won.
Yeah, well, this is true. I would have been a worthy opponent. I have a very swollen eye. I have been victimized by hay fever. So yeah, just be thankful that you can't see my head right now. And if we choose to upload any of this to Instagram, I say I'm sorry in advance.
It's fine.
It's breaking news. Over to you.
Breaking news is on a lot this week. We have rumours that Reza was on a show with Jeff Lewis, who is becoming quite a regular mention. He's in a lot, isn't he?
He's in a lot. He seems really close with Andy.
How do we get in there?
I don't want to know.
Anyway, Shaz, Reza was on in an interview with Jeff Lewis and has advised that Shaz might be back for another season, a rebooted sort of Shaz. He's mentioned MJ and Gigi. Could be good.
Yeah. I didn't mind it as a show. I mean, Mike, is it Mike? Is he the one that's had all the problems? There were videos of him assaulting. I mean, you can't say allegedly assaulting. He is assaulting this woman. So interesting to bring it back, but I like variety, so bring it on.
Yeah, I think if you have MJ, Reza and Gigi, you're getting rid of Mike. They'll have some other people come in. It was a good concept. I really liked it. I love the shows. There's a little bit of, like, I used to like the family, the Indian one, like where there's a bit of culture and you get to see the different. I really enjoy those ones. So
yeah,
it'd be good if that comes back. The only other news is that I am now up to date with Potomac. So it's not breaking news, but I'm up to date and I can
I love
say,
that that's breaking news. I finally made it through Potomac.
I'm up to date.
A medal.
My goodness, it was a marathon. I can't say that I'm completely up to date because I was cleaning the house while I was doing it. I came out at one point and was like, oh, my earbud had turned off. The show was still going. And to be honest, it was a welcome rest. Like they just are yelling at each other. To the point that I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's someone's birthday. They're talking about Karen's DUI, which I feel like I've already been on this journey with Shannon. Yeah. I don't need the same storyline.
Yeah. It's pretty boring. You're doing better than I am. I'm not up to date. I need to catch up. I just couldn't do it.
I can't tell you what's going on, but we have had this week come back, which is a little bit sort of breaking news, but also our show. One of the shows that's come back is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's come back with a bang and I love it.
Yeah.
This is what I want in Housewives. So you've got Dorit completely sort of coming off a little bit unhinged.
I was going to say she's unhinged with a cigarette in the car. That is one of the most iconic images of any housewife we've ever seen.
Amazing. She's got the dish on her head. She's doing a surreal party. There's a party alpaca, which I feel like that's on my bucket list now. I want to have a surreal party with a party alpaca. If there's not an alpaca at your party, you've not made it. She's telling everyone, like, PK's an alcoholic. Like, it's just we've gone from everyone keeping things silent to she's just walking around, like, to anyone in the street, like, hi.
I loved that. Well, I didn't love it, but you know how you had Mo and PK sitting there talking and he's like crying, like the announcement had come out that day. He was really emotional about it. And then they flip over to Dorit, who's standing there with Kathy Hilton. And she's just like, oh yeah, PK's a raging alcoholic. It's like the pure opposite nature of the way the two of them are handling it. It's like, this isn't going to end well. Like, this isn't going to be one of those peaceful, we're co-parenting things. They're taking very different approaches to how they're portraying their divorce publicly.
Yeah, she doesn't seem upset by it.
No.
But then I watched her on Watch What Happens Live, and she was saying they're not even using the word divorce. It's a separation at the moment. The kids don't know about it. They just think he's working in the city.
How does
So
that
are
work?
they.
How do you not tell your kids when your parents are on a TV show that you're splitting
Yeah,
up?
they're
Like,
little. They're
but are they
young.
that little? Like, my kids talk to
They're probably
kids
like.
their age and know things about things.
But if he's been away for work a lot, so for me, my kids would know because my husband's home doesn't work away. But for her, he's always away with Boy George
True.
or whatever he's doing. And I suppose they can pass it off that way. And your
Yeah.
kids being like, they're probably similar age to your kids, or are they a little bit older?
I think they're a little bit older, I suppose. I know my kids will come home and then they'll start asking me about things like, Taylor Swift and all this, and they're learning all this stuff from their peers, even though they're these other little kids. And I just wonder how much pop culture these kids are
True.
hearing about through their parents or through their friends. I don't know. I don't know. I'm here for
Yeah.
Unhinged Dorit because she's been such a boring
Apparently.
housewife for so long, and now all of a sudden this just can of worms has been opened, and the cigarette's out, and the saucer is on her head, and it's just
And
her
she's
and Kyle,
calling
her
Kyle, right?
animosity towards Kyle, that in itself is huge.
Loving Jennifer Tilly is a new addition. She is great. And then we've got Bose, who I remember her name because she sounds like a speaker brand. She has popped up. She looks fabulous. So she's got this outfit on at this party. She's got flower looking hair. She looks amazing. So I think she's
Yeah.
going to be a good addition. And Kathy Hilton's back. And I love Kathy Hilton. In that way, that scene with the iced coffee through the lip mask, just sitting there getting glammed on, was wild to me.
It was so absurd and so over the top and so Beverly Hills. It was just perfect TV. I didn't
Yes.
even write any notes down. Like, I was enjoying it so much that I just
Good.
wanted to sit and watch it
Yeah.
and smile. And I knew that I would remember it. I knew I'd remember the Dali party. Like, it felt like an iconic start to a season. Just having
Yes.
everybody dressed up in these surrealist costumes. It was the perfect start.
Yeah. And the opening with Sutton wanting to make up with Kyle because she was seeing things that she wanted to buy for her. Like, where do we get these friends? Because I want people, like, I need to be friends with you so I
Did
can
she
see.
not buy for her or just things that she should buy? I
And I
thought she
think
was
that
being
wanted
like
to
a
buy, to,
friend.
no, to gift to her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I need a friend like that.
Yeah, that
You're not
sounds
my
fun.
friend like that.
Oh, I sent you
You
Cupid.
offer to send me like gift wrapping paper because you think I'm too poor because I keep
I
telling
sent
people to
you
wrap their gifts in Woolworths bags. Listen, they're very hardy and durable, and at 25 cents, they're not a bad buy.
Well, just buy the paper. I send you memes, though. Good morning memes.
You
I
do, which
do.
I now don't open anymore because they are so, like, I see the image of what's going to be in it, and I'm like, my eyes don't need that at 6 o'clock in the
And
morning.
it's not me. It's not me. I would like this on the record.
Everybody
It's not
understand,
me.
like, we're alluding to what they are, but they are strange, sexually charged type videos that are not sexual but imply sexual, and they're very disturbing, and I don't want to click on them and turn my algorithm into what you've got because it's sick.
Was showing when we were in Japan, I was sending them to you still, and I was showing Stuart. He's like, "What are you doing?" Coffee time. That coffee time lady. She's
Just put
wild.
the ones I have opened, they've got like five likes. So I'm like, how are you getting them? Like, they're not even viral funny clips. You're finding the rare little gems on the internet.
They're coming to me. It's exclusive content, okay? And I'm sharing it. I'm like the cat that leaves a dead mouse. I
That
do
is you.
I do give you gifts, and I did send you Kewpie mayonnaise.
You did, and now my kids are all over they call it cream. Can we have cream on our dinner tonight? Okay.
So that's that, but I love it. I'm so excited Beverly Hills is back. My favorite.
Am moving on to next? Salt Lake City. So Salt Lake City, not sure how you're feeling about it because last week when we spoke about it, you were not a fan. This week's episode, gee, I'm finding it hard to watch the interactions between Todd and Bronwyn. So it's really giving this marriage isn't going to last much longer vibes because he is really not into this whole Real Housewives thing. He's looking down on her behavior, he's judging her. And that's just not this life. It's not this world. You have to be able to contribute, and it's going to involve a lot of clashes and not necessarily acting in a way that is becoming. And he's not okay with that. So I found that really hard to watch. The interesting thing is, I feel like as a cast, it's almost like Bronwyn's holding all the cards. Like, it's so rare to see a new person join a cast and hold so much power. She's almost become like a queen bee type figure in the way that she holds the conversations and leads the discussions, and then you've got the opposite, which is Brittany, who literally will stand up at the dinner table at Mary's Audrey Hepburn party and be
Audrey.
like, "You've had your kumbaya moment. I want one too." Like, it's giving that, "This isn't fair" vibes. My God, she's a
That
sh
lady is giving nothing though.
housewife.
Yeah, she's not worth it.
No.
I really enjoyed the scene hearing about Angie's mum. Gave her some context
Yeah, see,
other
I
than
just zoned
just
out on that. I was so bored.
thought it was okay, like to hear a little bit more about her other than that she's Greek.
Oh, see, I
I
heard
didn't.
about something about Greek. They had a shot and I turned away because I'm like, oh, here we go again.
No,
More
I think
Greek
it was nice
content.
to see her with her dad and with her. I actually really didn't mind that. What's the wasabi place that they go to?
Oh, Kemosabe, the hat. Isn't it the hat
Wasabi.
place where you have a drink as well?
I'm getting a bit weird with all the housewives following a similar script. So you've got this place where they're all going, which Kyle loved, and it was in Beverly Hills. It's been in something else as well. It's been a couple of things. I think it's been in Kardashians even. Now it's on Salt Lake. It's like, is this place sponsoring Housewives? Why are we following the sound bowl thing? We have a birthday party normally. We have a cast trip. We've got a DUI scandal. It's like they're treading a fine line between it getting boring between franchises because there's no fresh content. And I feel like if there is no fresh content, I don't know. You need to mix it up a bit or you need to have a break.
I agree.
The clip infringes were hilarious to me. What was going on with Meredith? What was
So
that?
bad. The way that she combed it forward. I've seen like instructional tutorials on YouTube on how to create a fringe with your own hair, and it is not the way they've done it on hers. My God.
No.
So bad. The other chick, Bronwyn's hair looked good though.
Bronwyn's was
She had a
good.
clipping one. She looked great.
You look great. But Meredith getting offended and trying to argue with that fringe in. I can't listen because I'm distracted because it's like a toddler did. It's like the toddler got to the scissors.
It's like I can't
So
hear your hair.
I couldn't hear any of her point. I am enjoying it more.
Yeah, it's good. I've liked it the whole time. I'll keep going.
One thing I will join you in not really enjoying is New York. Full disclosure, came back from holidays, tried to catch up really quick. I probably wasn't paying enough attention. I heard about the pregnancy rumor when I was watching it, but wasn't watching it properly and missed the part where they were saying, haha, it's a funny joke. Now, I don't think joking about pregnancy is ever funny. It's not, it's like that April Fool's thing. I just think that it's so weird. And it's so weird that somebody that women that age joke about it too. Like if it's a younger girl and they don't really understand and they've never known, maybe they don't get it. But women that age with people in the group that are having fertility issues or wanting to have babies, had IVF, it's never something to joke about. Find it disgusting. If Rebecca Minkoff doesn't have a storyline and Erin, who's trying to find a storyline by trying to be funny, get off the show.
They don't have the content for it. They don't have the strong relationships that you need. There's
No.
nothing that really connects them. Like, I don't believe that they would all be friends in real life. And
No.
the constant needing to create scenarios out of something to give us something to watch. It's like it's not funny. And we're not
It's
here
not
to be
funny.
entertained with funny pranks. This is meant to be the Real Housewives of New York City. We're meant to be seeing an insight into your lives, the dynamics of your families, how your friends intertwine, the events that you go to, what is it like to be
Fashion.
a housewife in New York? We don't get that.
No, you've got Jenna Lyons, who's really guarded. You've got Brynn, who's trying to take us on this heartfelt fertility single mother. She's got this like bootleg Hugh Grant. What is that guy that she's trying to have a baby
To
with?
say Hugh Hefner for a second,
I nearly said
but
Hugh
yeah,
Hefner. I know. I
bootleg.
was like,
Is it
he's like,
Gideon? Is that his name? Gideon?
he's the Bali version of Hugh Grant. I don't know what she's doing. And then she's like, I want to co-parent with him. I want to do it by myself. She's not giving, Lala went and did it by herself. She
Yeah,
went, she
that's
had the
it.
baby, she used a
You
donor.
believed
She did it
that.
by herself. Sorry?
You believed that. Like, you
Well, yeah.
believed the Lala stuff. You believed what she wanted to do. You, for Brynn, it's a storyline.
The way Brynn is doing it, like a storyline, she's got the baby there that they're babysitting. The way she talks about it, she's like, let's make an embryo. It's like, again, it's kind of really mocking. There's people who have serious problems with this, who have been doing this for years. I don't like it and I don't agree with it. And I don't think that that's a storyline. If she was going down that path, yes, I want to hear about it. But the way she's going about it, it's not right.
I feel like New York, after this season and the backlash that it is getting, when it's significant. I mean, they had a rise yesterday. I think it was yesterday or Wednesday in their ratings to a season high rating, and that was only because Beverly Hills was before it. Like before
Yeah.
that, they had their lowest of, I think, any season since like season three or something. Like it was that bad. It was that diabolical. I don't think that it'll come back for a third reboot season.
No, we were all so excited to see the new group. Rin's sort of lost it. All she's got is that weird sexual thing that she does. The others don't have any real personality. I can't.
There's no
Whereas.
likability, there's no personality, there's no substance.
No, and the old New York with Sonia and Ramona. Ramona was like this loose cannon, always. Like she was annoying what she said and did and how, but she was like her 10 best friends and all those sorts of things. It was a storyline in itself. Watching Sonia in that townhouse could have been a side spin-off alone.
Standalone,
Their personalities carried it, whereas this, they don't have the personalities. They're trying to create something. Rebecca Minkoff is giving nothing. I want to like the new lesbian lady. I don't even know her name.
I
But
can't remember
again,
it.
they're not giving me what I want.
No. I think, yeah, it's a lost cause this season.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll improve. We'll see. What is almost coming to a close. It finishes up today, I think. So we're recording this on a Friday, is the OC reunion. We've had two parts down so far, waiting for the third to drop. Look, I don't have a lot of notes other than to say I do think it warranted a three-part reunion. I'm often very critical of that and say two's enough, but it felt good. I loved the way Shannon ate up Alexis in that last 5 minutes of the reunion, calling her out for being John Jansen's mouthpiece, asking how many times did you rehearse that? There's the door, Shannon Bedore, when there was no door. It was awesome. And there was also a nice little moment between Andy and Shannon as well, when he was sort of questioning something about what she was saying. And he's like, should you be saying that, because of the court stuff? And she's like, Andy, I won. And he's like, yeah, you did. And they had this cute little moment. And at the same time, Alexis is on the other side still talking and no one's listening to her. It's just been really good. I really enjoyed this season and I'll be sad that it's over. I'm glad Beverly Hills has come to replace it, but really solid season from OC.
Yes. So now that that's over, we'll be getting Southern Charm in its place maybe on a Friday.
Yeah,
Is that what's.
probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I will miss it. I've really enjoyed OC. So OC and the other day, like when I was watching these other housewives, I'm like, oh, it's the same format. And then when Beverly Hills come back, I'm like, this is what I want. They're
Yeah.
running their own race, they're doing their own thing, they're sharing things. And OC's been similar. And even having Alexis back, I watched it because I wanted to watch her embarrass herself.
Same.
And she did. And it was great.
It was wonderful. We are petty bitches. There's the headline for today's episode.
I've watched Below Deck this week. I love the sailing yacht one. And I
Your
don't know that if
party
that hits for
sails.
everyone else. Because yeah, I love them when they put the sails up. I love the montages that they put together where the guests got on board and Glenn says, let's put the sails up. And everyone below deck freaks out because they know it's mayhem. So it's all chaos, everything's smashing underneath, and everyone's on the deck going, this is beautiful, it's amazing. I think that's hilarious. I love watching them sail. I think that's great, but I don't know if that is for everyone. Like, do you don't care
I
about
don't
that?
get the same. No, I'm more of the I need the drama and the characters. I think it's five charters in. I think it's finally hit its stride, but it took five charters to get there. And my opinion of Cloyce has changed. I'm now like, oh my God, good on you, Cloyce, for going and researching and delivering instead of just being a little whiny bitch and creating drama. I got just as much enjoyment out of him actually performing and doing his job well, and if it'd been this big dramatic fight.
And you normally see the chefs unravel and get angry and all this sort of stuff. Seeing Daisy address it with him, and he's the younger chef by far that I've seen on here. And he has handled the criticism so well. Like, he's mature, he sat down, he's researched, and he really pulled it out of the bag. He came back and he's done really well. So I'm loving that. Emma, okay, I don't work on boats, and I feel like I could do a better job than her. She's not performing and
No.
she's blaming everyone else. And Gary's different this season. He's a little bit more mature.
He's good TV. At the end of that episode, when he realized that there was about to be a crash, I was just like, oh my God. I was just like, oh my God. And it's Gary, and Gary's gonna save the boat. I was really disappointed because I knew that that would be the last bit of the episode. I'm like, damn it. I need to know
Yeah.
what happens next. But I
Because it's
just.
got it to be continued. But when they jump into work mode, because you know that it's an operating boat, but when they jump in, I think that's why I like the sailing, because you're seeing them sailing. And when you saw Gary was talking and he was like, hang on, that boat's go and get Glenn, go and get Glenn. I'm like, oh my God,
I
he's
break the
doing
fourth
it.
wall and it's danger, and we can
Yeah.
sense it in our living rooms.
So I think I'm enjoying this better than the other seasons of Below Deck because you do have that sailing element. I love that Glenn is like, wait on the dock, and he runs in and he toots the horn. Is it a horn? I don't know.
Oh, I
Blows
don't know.
the tooter. I don't know what he does, but I love that. I think that's like he's very sweet watching him back on the boat doing Sudoku while everyone's on a night out or watching episodes of some nature documentary. I like the dynamic. It's the best Below Deck that I've watched in a few seasons.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. It's good. It's been good this week, hasn't it? It's been nice. There's a full, what do they call it? Like a full deck, full hand. And it's
Sweeten.
good. Yeah, we were in a trap, but it's yeah, leading up to Christmas, it's good. I've really enjoyed talking to you today. We've laughed a lot.
I'll send you a little good morning message in the morning.
Oh, stop it with the pornographic memes and videos.
They're not really, they're not rude.
They make me want to vomit. We're so
It's
different.
not me. It's not me, though. I
Oh,
would
it's not
like,
you. Okay.
definitely not me.
All
It's me sending.
Yeah, we should clarify that. It's not you. You're not the subject. Some random middle-aged woman. We need to finish. We need to wrap this up.
It's been lovely talking to you. I hope your eye feels better.
Thank you. Me too.
And we'll chat next week.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.